Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you at the NovaCare Complex on this Thursday. Getting closer to big game on Sunday. The Eagles hosting the Detroit Lions. We've got a great show for you. For those of you who tuned in to Chip Kelly, you heard him address the media and getting ready for an explosive Detroit offense and a very physical and a very impactful Detroit Lions defense. We'll explore both sides of the ball. We'll visit with DetroitLions.com's lead writer, Tim Twentyman. We'll take a look at Zach Ertz, who wins the Pepsi Next Rookie of the Week voting on NFL.com. We take a look at Brian Baldinger, up close with Brian Baldinger, and he talks about this Eagles-Lions matchup and discusses Chip Kelly just a bit and what he's been able to accomplish at this point in the season. Bradley Fletcher will also stop by the studio. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day for this Thursday. The Chippy Lions, and we use that word very kindly. They certainly have had a past with some fines and some physical play, and no question, a reputation that precedes them. Chip Kelly says that is not a concern. They're just going to play football. That's a lot of respect for what the Lions do up front and the pressure that they bring from the defensive side of the football. Earl Wolf's still a question mark for Sunday. If he can't go, Patrick Chung will make the start along with Nate Allen. We've heard this expression, catch radius, this week. Calvin Johnson has the largest catch radius known to man, and he will test the Eagles' defense. And we'll talk to Bradley Fletcher about that and also Brian Baldinger. So lots to get to. First things first, though, the Eagles and the Lions, well, it's a series that has been dominated of late by the Eagles, but there's been some tough games along the way. There's also been some very memorable games, including a playoff blowout from the 1990s. We take a look at the Eagles and the Lions, the rivalry that is, in this week's Vantage Point.
Well, yeah, the Eagles and the Lions, kind of similar to Tampa Bay in that not division foes, but always good games, always kind of goofy games. There was always some weird back and forth, whether it was trash talk or whatever. And then you get to the playoffs in 1995, and Lomas Brown, of all people, decides he's going to chirp. We're winning this game. The Eagles aren't worthy, et cetera, et cetera.
Lomas Brown makes the guarantee. Wayne Fonts, Detroit Lions head coach, is going to come into Philadelphia with this team, with Scott Mitchell, a quarterback, playing against Ray Rhodes-coached football team. And the Eagles, with Rodney Peete, just light it up.
Back goes Peete. He loads up. He is floating it deep down the far side of the field. And it is... For a touchdown by Rob Carpenter!
They crushed him. Actually, I thought they would. The Detroit Lions were not good outside the dome.
It was the most exciting performance I've ever seen in person by one quarterback in front of the home faithful at Veterans Stadium. The place was rocking and rolling, and people had vengeance in their heart, right up to the 700 level. They wanted Detroit to pay, and pay big, and they certainly did.
I like that Lomas cheer.
The Eagles took them apart, and that really was the highlight of the Ray Rhodes era. You know, Ricky Waters running wild, but the Eagles were just a team on a mission that day, and I think there was a lot of incentive. Look, you don't need a ton for a playoff game, but Lomas Brown helped, certainly.
This was the 75th anniversary of the NFL, so every team that season was to introduce some sort of throwback uniform to commemorate this this anniversary of the league. And so the Eagles chose that year to go back to their original uniform from the 1930s, which was a yellow and blue combination, which really is a representation of not just the Eagles' first uniform, but the flag of Philadelphia.
Powder blue and yellow.
The powder blue in the uniform matched the powder blue sky.
I mean, there can be various opinions on the uniform, good, bad, or indifferent, but I think anybody that remembers that uniform thinks about that game. And that was a game when just about everything went right for the home team.
They went up and down the field against the Detroit Lions. Kevin Curtis, is that his name?
He had a career day against the Detroit Lions, and he was in that yellow and powder blue throwback uniform that quickly disappeared and never reappeared.
Kevin Curtis had the time of his life. I think he had 3 touchdowns in that game. And even with those ugly uniforms, they looked great going up and down the field against the Detroit Lions.
Well, we could certainly use a big, big offensive performance on Sunday. The Eagles and the Lions, a rivalry renewed. When we return to Eagles Live, I get a chance to sit down with cornerback Bradley Fletcher. Made the big play to put the Cardinals on ice on Sunday. Now he's got another literally gigantic challenge against Detroit. Calvin Johnson comes to town. We talk to Fletch on the other side.
Here you go.
Spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
I said, I'm going to tell you 2 things, Dick. I said, number one, our team is so bad when you check the films. You get a standing ovation if you win the toss. That's how bad we are. But the second was the real win. I said, look, let me tell you something. You come to Philly and tell the people the truth, you'll not only embrace them, they'll embrace you. You'll not only live here, you'll stay here. You'll raise your kids here. You'll not only stay here, you'll be a household word.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
It is every player's dream to make that play at the end of the game where you thwart your opponent's chances of winning the football game. It happened to the man on my left on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles cornerback Bradley Fletcher, who broke up the 4th down pass intended for Michael Floyd, got up the big old bump that you did with your teammates. It must have been just an awesome feeling.
You know, that's a great feeling to be in that situation in the game and to be able to make the play to help us win the game. You know, as a corner, you always want to be in that situation.
Did you want the ball? I mean, what are you thinking about before the play?
Yeah, in a situation like that, you want to be the guy to help the team win, and the ball was thrown my way, and I was able to make the play.
I like the way that this cornerback group is coming together. The defensive backs are really being physical, but really being smart. It seems, Bradley, like everybody's on the same page. You agree with that?
Yeah, you know, we're out there to make plays. I think we have a good secondary here, and we're going to continue to work during the week and go out on Sundays and make plays.
How was it for you getting back into action, shaking off some of the rust from sitting out a couple of games?
Oh, yeah, it feels great. You know, after sitting out for a while, it felt good getting back in the groove of things, getting through the practice week, and then being able to play on Sunday. It felt really good. Really
yeah,
good.
And you had the big play. Hey, yeah. Bradley, December is a time when it is let's make the play. Playoffs time. Have you experienced big playoff feeling games in your NFL career?
Yes. A few years back, got an opportunity against, we were playing the Seahawks last game of the year, and We came up short, but if we could have pulled that one out, we would have went in as a wild card.
Does it change things?
Yeah.
Does the game change?
The game, when you're in that situation, you have that opportunity in front of you. It's, you know, everything's at a high level.
Yeah.
You know, a lot's expected out of everybody because we want to win.
Do you feel like that's kind of the way the team is approaching these games now?
Yeah, I mean, every game is a big game. I mean, we need everyone to put ourselves in a position that we can go ahead and be able to make the playoffs. So we got to get these.
Yeah, but I, you know, when I'm in the locker room, it does, even though it is pressure packed and the locker room seems loose.
Yeah.
It seems like there's just a really good energy going through that place.
And that's how you want to be. You know, we go out, do our work on the field, but in the locker room, you know, we're relaxed, enjoying our time, enjoying each other, and, you know, getting ready to go here. It's coming Sunday.
Tell me about the defense that we saw in the preseason when, I mean, let's be honest, it was tough. All right? And right. To now, it's a huge difference. Why?
You know, everything's gelled. Guys are, you know, more focused. Guys are understanding what's expected of them in our defense, if it's a drop or in some of our man pressures or everything that we got going on. And once you're able to gel and everything is getting situated like that, then that's when you're able to get some wins and guys are able to play at a higher level and our defense is able to play a lot better.
When you say gel, I'm going to take that to mean, in part, all right, you need to find out what the coaches are trying to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
They need to trust that you can do what they need you to do. Is that kind of part of the whole
process?
Yeah,
through the coaches to players, but then also player to player on the field, where you know this guy or that guy is going to be where they need to be at on the field, and you get to play where you need to be at more comfortably.
Yeah. Well,
so
everybody believes it.
Yeah, everybody,
Your confidence level is very high.
Yeah, when I say jail, that just everybody's on the same page is all I'm getting at.
Okay, so we've got – last week it was Floyd and it was Fitzgerald, these beasts of receivers, and now it's Calvin Johnson. Let's first talk about the success the defense had against Arizona. Challenges against playing those kinds of receivers.
Yeah, those kind of receivers are always a challenge. You know, they're big. They got a big catch radius with their arms, and, you know, you got to be able to play everything at the high point. You got to go after balls in the air. So that's what we were able to do then last Sunday, and now we're going into another game here with Detroit where we have the same situation going on with a guy like Calvin Johnson, and we have to play at a high level again this week.
I remember seeing Calvin, his first time I ever saw him in uniform prior to a game a couple years back. And I don't know if you ever are a guy who enjoys watching horses at all, but a Clydesdale is this just beast of a beast. And that's what he looks like in uniform. I mean, he is simply magnificent physically, right? I mean, he's what a great every physique, everything. He's got it all, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely has it all. I have a lot of respect for him. And, he's a guy, when he gets going, his stride and everything he has, big catch radius and everything that he can do as a receiver is really good for them. But, you know, we definitely have our task in front of us. It will be a big one for us, but we can definitely make some plays here, you know, as long as we're focused and playing the ball aggressively.
Absolutely. You know, I'd never heard the term catch radius until this week.
Yeah.
This is something that the coaches seem to be using quite a bit, and that means that he can catch a ball up here. He can catch a ball up here. He can catch any.
Exactly.
It's like this big. What do you call the guy who stretches his body all over the place? stretch man. What's it? Fantastic Four guy.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, your job is to make sure that he doesn't catch the ball.
Right.
Sunday.
Yep.
All right. Hey, man.
Hey, thank
Good
you.
Good luck, Bradley Fletcher, in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max, 6 chances, 5 cash buys. More big, more green.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Guaranteed. with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
So you can't play basketball for me unless you play football.
When I met Jason, Jason was 15. I was trying to find out, you know, really how tough he really was, to be honest with you. So we ran the ball at him so many times that he just quit.
He put me out there, linebacker. I quit the first day because he kept sending the fullback at me, and he was pummeling me. He was destroying me.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hey, anybody hungry out there? Let me see. Let me see a show of hands. Raise your hand. There we go. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 600,000, 700,000. We're just trying to get to you. It's lunchtime, guys. That means it's time for you to think about what you're going to have right now and what you're going to have this weekend for the Eagles-Lions game. It's time for our Amoroso's On the Menu feature. And today we've got something that the Eagles don't do very much, but it sure does look tasty. It's called the quarterback sneak. And look at that. We've got some beautiful Dietz and Watson thinly sliced prosciutto, some fresh mozzarella. We've got a little fresh basil, some plum tomatoes, some extra virgin olive oil, and then, of course, to make everything just right, the Amoroso Kaiser Roll. All of these ingredients add up to four sandwiches, four delicious sandwiches, healthy, delicious, and perfect for your football weekend. Join us in the Fan Zone and vote for your favorite recipe of the month, and you could be invited to next year's Combine at the NovaCare Complex, the Amoroso's Combine, at a date to be named in 2014 at the NovaCare Complex. All you have to do is vote at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Amoroso's. Yummy, yummy, yummy. While you watch this, I'm going to eat this. The pre-snap read, Adam Kaplan and Greg Cosell talk about Reggie Bush and Detroit's very versatile, powerful, explosive offense.
94 down, 51 white. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 14 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends inside the National Football League through the All-22 tape. And to do it, we've got the professor of the coaching tape, the one and the only from NFL Films, the senior producer, Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome back.
Adam, good to be with you, as always.
And it's always good to have playoff-style football here. We're in Week 14 here. We've got 4 weeks left. And when we look at it, it's all about matchups. We know that.
It's what the league is. And offense is about matchups.
And when we talk about offense, we talk about tight ends, running backs, wide receivers. And what we see now is the evolution of the tight end. I've never seen anything like it. We've talked about Jimmy Graham before. The Eagles have Zach Ertz. You just go around the National Football League, and it's like a matchup nightmare. You've got these unbelievably talented tight ends. You got the running backs are so athletic, like Reggie Bush, who plays for the Lions, the Eagles' opponent this week. And the bottom line is, I cannot imagine being a defensive coordinator, Greg. You watch the tape every week. You see the two tight ends. You see the one running back or the reverse of that. What do you see on tape, and how tough are these matchups?
Well, the tough matchup for defensive coordinators is what we call 12 personnel, one back and two tight ends, if one of the tight ends or both of the tight ends is very athletic. Because what that means, you have a decision to make right off the bat. Normally, if two tight ends are on the field, you stay in your base defensive personnel, whether it's 4-3 or 3-4. But now, if you have an athletic tight end or two athletic tight ends on the field, how do you treat them? You have to decide first and foremost, do you treat them as tight ends and line up in your base, or do you line up in nickel or even dime, as some teams might, because you want to match up to the pass game. Then you can get caught in the run game. I can't tell you how many times I've seen teams run at the nickel, right at the nickel, who does not, he's a corner, remember, who does not want to get involved in the run game. So it's much tougher to match up to 12 personnel than it is to three wide receivers.
And Greg, when you look at the Patriots last year, it was incredible. Danny Woodhead, a flexed out running back. Shane Vereen, one of the better receiving running backs in the NFL. Then you had Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski. How in the world tactically do you defend this?
I'll give you a great example now that you mentioned the Patriots. In the playoff game last year against Houston, Vereen's in the backfield. They split him out wide outside the numbers. You know who has to go out with him? Linebacker Barrett Rood. Okay. They get the matchup they want. Rood has to cover Vereen man-to-man. Vereen runs kind of a stop-and-go, gets over the top of him. Brady throws a touchdown. This is what you're dealing with when you play backs that can receive and tight ends that can receive. Now you have to decide defensively how you want to play this.
Now, here's the challenge for Billy Davis and the Eagles coaching staff. You've got Reggie Bush, one of the better receiving backs in the league. He's still very, very good in his late 20s. Then you've got, at wide receiver, you've got Calvin Johnson, okay? Then, of course, you've got Detroit with the two tight ends. Pettigrew and Fourier was actually a pretty interesting player.
Yep.
Tackling, to me, that's got to be a challenge.
And you also have Joik Bell. And one thing the Lions are starting to do more and more of now is put Bell and Bush on the field together. Two backs, right? Okay, but Bush is one of those movable chess piece players who lines up anywhere. So Bill Davis, his first decision is, when Bell and Bush are on the field together, do you line up in your base 3-4 personnel, or do you play nickel, treating Bush as a receiver? That's what you have to decide first and foremost. Now, if you decide to stay base, you may end up with a Connor Barwin, a D'Amico Ryans, a Trent Cole matched on Reggie Bush in the pass game. On Thanksgiving Day, Bush was sent out wide. You know who went out with Bush? A.J. Hawk, okay? And they threw a go route to Bush over A.J. Hawk. The Lions got exactly what they wanted.
And, and as you have told us in these segments, the Eagles do not really play Don. They're big in nickel. So tactically, I think it's got to be a challenge for the coaching staff.
It will be, and that's the challenge for every coaching staff when you play against either two backs, and one of them is like Reggie Bush, or two tight ends who are athletic. Because what you see, you know what you see a lot? The biggest thing in the NFL now from a formation standpoint is what we call 3-by-1 sets. Three receivers to one side, one receiver to the other side. Well, you know what teams are doing now? They're lining up a tight end either as the single receiver, what we call X-ISO. The Eagles did that with Zach Ertz. This week, I would expect they'll continue to do more of it. But even this, think about this on the three receiver side. Let's say you put a tight end split wide on the three receiver side and then a wide receiver inside in the inside slot. How do you match up to that defensively?
Really difficult, really difficult. You got to have so much athleticism on the field if you're a defense coordinator. Quite frankly, if an offense could have three or four really good athletes, it's a really tough matchup.
Really tough matchup, and it puts such a premium on athletic linebackers and safeties who can cover and nickel corners, slot corners, which, as you and I have talked many times, has become such an important position in the NFL. That nickel corner probably plays 60-65% of the snaps in the NFL now.
No question. Great information out of you, Mr. Cosell. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
24 down, 51 white. White 20! White 20!
Bravo, bravo. Good work, boys. And certainly something to watch on Sunday, how Bill Davis matches up with what the Lions do in terms of moving some of their chess pieces around the board. Now, in our coach's corner this week, we talked to Bob Bicknell, Eagles wide receivers coach, working with a talented group that, remember, without Jeremy Maclin, without Aurelius Ben, still making a lot of big plays.
After spending the past 3 years as a Buffalo Bills receivers coach, Bob Bicknell joined the Eagles this past February to lead a young and talented receiving corps. We caught up with Coach Bicknell as he updates us on the current state of his squad.
Well, a lot of the things I learned about DeSean Jackson I didn't really understand was He's an extremely intelligent football player. He's a smart kid in general. He picks things up very well, but he understands the game. He knows football. He knows what defenses are trying to do to him. And obviously, he's a great playmaker.
Foles takes the snap, fakes to McCoy. He's back. He looks. He is going deep. It is caught by Jackson on a deflection, and he's in for the touchdown.
You can sense it when you do get him involved, and when he's able to get involved, just the way he's, you know, the energy he has and the plays that he can make. And, you know, it's not easy because teams are going to try and take him away. They know that. But we've done a pretty good job of getting involved, and he's done a great job of being involved in the whole offense. You know, it's not just specialized for Deshaun as much as he's a part of the offense and has made his plays happen by preparing and being ready to play.
Foles fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is floating it to Riley Cooper inside the 10, in for a touchdown. Riley Cooper.
It's confidence with Riley. It really is. And he's grown up basically with his confidence in the way that he sees himself as a player. And I've talked to him from day one is, where do you see yourself? And I think it's tough sometimes for these guys to say, well, I see myself as a starter in the NFL, because they're dreaming of being a starter in the NFL, and all of a sudden here it is. And I think he's played great all year, as I grade him as a coach, and I know that, you know, when you catch three touchdowns and have over 100 yards, that's when everybody sees what we've been able to see kind of throughout the year.
Foles takes the snap, he's back, he's looking, he is firing, and it is caught. Nice catch across the 40, up to the 45, goes Jason Avant with a 22-yard gain.
We all know, or people have probably found out by now, Jason Avant is a real special person. He's a very committed professional. He can teach guys the right way to do things. And, you know, he's just been great to be around. He's got great hands. And, you know, sometimes you want to get him involved more and more. And just as we always talk, it'll happen. You know, it all happens in bunches a little bit. But he's just, you know, a great guy to be around and a great pro to have in a room. This is an interesting offense, and to be involved and to understand the whole thing is, we better know what we're supposed to do, know how to do it, and go out and do it with great effort and be a physical player. And I think, you know, really all of them have tried to do that. The most important thing, I think, is that they all understand what we're trying to do. They understand where the play is trying to go, and whether they're big and fast or you know, whatever their best attribute is, they're able to fit it into our offense. And I think that's what they've all done. They've learned the offense. We don't have mental errors. We have, you know, things we can do better, but they have studied and learned the offense, learned the scheme, and I think they've done a good job of that.
And you can check out Inside the Season, one of our Eagles Television Network productions, presented by Verizon Wireless, on 6ABC in Philadelphia on Friday at 1:05 a.m., Saturday at 7:30 p.m., on demand on PhiladelphiaEagles.com all the time. All right, now we've got a little feature for you here. Mike Quick, Ike Reese, Zach Ertz, the subject. They talk about him. They break him down. Zach Ertz coming on big time, and the experts analyze.
All right, Mike, at this time of the year, most rookies are hitting what we call a rookie wall. But it seems like this year's second-round draft pick out of Stanford, tight end Zach Ertz, is starting to find his stride. Let's take a look at him in Sunday's game versus the Cardinals, as he was our leading receiver, had a couple touchdowns. He got it going early. You're going to see him lined up here in this play on Darrell Washington, outstanding linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. He's matched up one-on-one with him. Take us through this play.
Well, it's a lot of it is game planning by Chip Kelly and creating the matchups that he wanted. By this formation, he knew that he'd have a linebacker on his young tight end. He runs a heck of a route, but the ball, the timing of this, the ball placement, it's just hard to beat that. This is just impeccable timing, getting the ball into the right spot for your tight end.
Yeah, when you talk about ball placement, that's a great throw by Nick Foles as he puts this ball to the upfield shoulder of Zach Ertz where it can't be picked off. Nice throw and catch by the quarterback and tight end here.
And it's a nice solid pocket where he can just quickly step into the throw, drive the football down the field, and exactly the spot where he wants to put the ball.
Chip Kelly came into this game with the game plan to take advantage of one-on-one matchups. We're going to see at their turnover here, first touchdown of the game. You got Zach Ertz, James Casey, double tight end set line up here. And what they're going to do is they're playing off of this safety right here. They're going to high-low him.
Ike, again, it's game planning. They knew down close the Cardinals would play man coverage, and they just took advantage of the man coverage. On the end zone angle, I'll be able to show you a little better the subtleties of this route. He stays nice and low as if he's going to block, because Nick's faking that toss to the left side. He comes off as if he's going to block. Nice low shoulder pad level, and then just runs away from the defender.
Yeah, and when you're talking about a 6'4 target, 6'5 target in Zach Ertz versus a 5'10 corner, there's no match right there. Advantage Eagles. Let's take another look. You're going to see him in the slot. I love the move off the line of scrimmage. Now, you can talk a little bit more about this being a former receiver. How important is it to get this defender to move either to the left or to the right so that you can get in your route?
It's a win. When Zach Ertz beat this linebacker at the line of scrimmage, he knew right away he had a win on this route. And it's just a little shake. He starts him upfield, gets to the inside, and he knows right away, I'm going to beat him on my route.
And again, you talk about the throw to the quarterback. When you're talking about the passing game, there's three different levels of this. There's the throw, there's the catch, and there's the protection. The protection is great. The route is great. Now you need the quarterback to deliver the throw in the right spot. I don't know if you can make a better pass against man coverage than Nick Foles made right there.
He was very accurate with throwing the football on Sunday, and that was one of the keys to that victory.
I like this touchdown right here. This is the big fella lined up wide. We got a corner up top. Nick Foles is going to recognize that the Cardinals are trying to disguise a little bit of man coverage here, but he sees it as soon as Ertz comes off, and he runs a nice post here on this cornerback.
Just the subtleties, though, right at the top of the route, he leans him enough to the outside to get him to turn his hips, breaks to the inside, and then again, the timing of the throw, you just can't cover that.
Make sure you check out the Game Plan Show every Saturday night, 12:05 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Sundays on 6 ABC in Philadelphia. And of course, I'll continue to remind you, available here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on demand at any time. When we return to Eagles Live, we go into enemy territory and talk to DetroitLions.com's lead writer, Tim Twentyman. How good are the Lions? How legit are they really? We'll find out in just a moment. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We are coming right back.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
I said, I'm going to tell you two things, Dick. I said, number one, our team is so bad. When you check the films, you get a standing ovation if you win the toss. That's how bad we are. But the second was the real one. I said, look, let me tell you something. You come to Philly and tell the people the truth, you'll not only embrace them, they'll embrace you. You'll not only live here, you'll stay here. You'll raise your kids here. You'll not only stay here, you'll be a household word.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Well, we welcome you inside our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you. Time to go behind enemy lines, if you will, and talk to the Detroit Lions' Tim Twentyman, from DetroitLions.com, senior writer there. And Tim, how are you, first of all? And number two, hey, your football team looks pretty darn good. What do you think?
Yeah, they're not playing too bad. Your football team looks pretty good over there as well. So, you know, it should be a fun one on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess I go in at this point thinking that there's going to be some points scored, two dynamic offenses. Let's first talk about what Detroit brings to the table. We know about Matthew Stafford. We know about Calvin Johnson. And we certainly know how your comeback abilities thwarted the Eagles last year and really hurt the season. The X factor here is Reggie Bush and everything that he's given you, and he's really settled into the role here and been an explosive part of things, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he has 854 rushing yards. You know, he's on pace to be Lions' first 1,000-yard rusher since Kevin Jones back in 2004. So it's been a while since they've had kind of some balance in their offense and a weapon like Reggie. And it's really not just Reggie either. Joy Bell is on pace for 500 rushing yards, 500 receiving yards. And you know, Lions really treat those guys as 1A and 1B. You know, they lead the NFL in total yards from scrimmage, about 179 per game from the running back position. So, you know, everybody immediately thinks of Calvin Johnson and this passing attack, which is very good. You know, it's number two in the league, but, you know, there's some balance here. And when teams go into that, you know, two deep shell and try to take away those passing lanes with Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford and offensive coordinator Scott Linehan are just fine with turning around, handing the ball off, and the Lions have had some success with that this year.
And you know, Tim, when you get into these kinds of games, outdoors, cold weather, you've got to be able to run the football. The Lions certainly, I guess, have a lot of confidence in the ground game, in the offensive line, establishing the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you know, that's really, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the offensive line, because that's really what's been the key to this offense. You know, last year they struggled a little bit in terms of inside pressure. They struggled in terms of, you know, getting off the football and dominating the line of scrimmage in the run game. But, you know, they drafted Larry Warford at right guard. You know, he's on pace to be kind of an all-rookie type performer. It looks like he's going to be, you know, their right guard for the next 10 years. Riley Reiff has stepped in at left tackle. He's played very well. Undrafted guy, LeAdrian Waddle, really big, physical-type right tackle. He's been better than they thought he'd be. He's a starter. And so, you know, they really transformed this offensive line. They're bigger, they're more physical, and they're more athletic than they've been in a number of years, and I think that's what's really helped their run game.
Tim, what has been successful against Detroit's offense? When defenses line up, it hasn't worked all the time for Detroit, although you do average 27 points a game. But when defenses have had success, why?
You know, I think you got to be physical with them, and I think that starts with Calvin Johnson. You know, I think the cornerbacks that have had success with him, and there aren't many out there, but they're physical, the line of scrimmage with him. I mean, this offense is based a lot on timing. Matthew Stafford wants to get the ball out of his hand. He doesn't like to hold the football. So, you know, I think teams that have been successful are physical with them on the outside. Don't allow them to get off the line of scrimmage. Disrupt that timing in their routes. Make Matthew maybe hold the ball a little bit more than he wants to. And then our physical up front in terms of the run game. I think those are the defenses that give the Lions problems. You've got to be physical with them because they're big, they're strong, they like to run the football, and they've got a receiver who's big and physical on the outside. You just have to almost, you know, try to counter that by being physical in your own right.
Tim, the Eagles offense, when they do this up-tempo, I don't know how much the Lions players and coaches have talked about it. The tempo of the play here, the emergence of Nick Foles, obviously when you've got DeSean Jackson, you've got LeSean McCoy and some of the weapons here, it's given the Eagles quite a different look than we're used to in the past. What are the Lions saying about the matchup of the Detroit defense and the Philadelphia offense?
Well, job number one is stopping that run game and LeSean McCoy. And I think, you know, that's job number one for these guys. You know, Nick Foles has looked terrific, the 19 touchdowns and no interceptions. But I think he's really been benefited by having a terrific rushing attack. They seem to, you know, do very well off play action passes, and they get favorable coverage for teams, you know, trying to really, you know, crowd the box to stop that run game. And that's what all the Lions defensive players have talked about this week, is they have to stop LeSean McCoy and that run game first and foremost. They do that, then they can kind of pin their ears back a little bit, try to get after Foles with that dominant front four that they have, and maybe force him to make some mistakes. that's a tough task because he hasn't done it, but that's certainly the game plan going in. They want to stop the run game first. They think that's priority number one.
Can the Eagles do some damage if the offensive line is able to keep that outstanding front away from Foles? Can the Eagles throw the football on Detroit?
You know, if they got time, they can. You know, I think that's the one weakness with Detroit right now is their secondary. They're still trying to kind of figure some things out back there. You know, Chris Houston's banged up a little bit. You know, rookie Darius Slay's been inconsistent at times. And when quarterbacks have had time to throw the football, they've had tremendous success against this team. It's really their one weak spot on defense. But you mentioned it. You got to stop those guys up front. They're very, very talented. Ziggy Ansah, the rookie, he's got four sacks over his last two games. He leads all rookies with seven. Everybody knows about Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, you know, up the middle. And so that's priority, you know, number one for the Eagles if they have any shot in this game. If the Lions can dominate the line of scrimmage like they did in Thanksgiving last week, you know, the Packers didn't have a chance. They dominated both sides of the ball. It ended up being 40-10. This is a tough team to score on if they're getting after the quarterback. And that's really the key for the Eagles.
Yeah, we've seen it, Tim. And last year, certainly an example of that, how the Lions just dominated the Philadelphia Eagles up front. So the Eagles owe the Lions one. We'll see if it happens on Sunday. Tim 20-win from DetroitLions.com. We thank you very much. Bring your winter jacket. The weather's supposed to be a little nasty. We're going to be outside. So I will see you in the press box on Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash bags, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
So how for real are the Philadelphia Eagles? Dave Spadaro here, joined by Brian Baldinger in studio. And I ask you that question, Baldy. How for real are the 7-5 Eagles?
I think they're for real, Dave. I mean, they do a lot of really good things. I mean, they take care of the football, number one. They tackle very well, number two. You're seeing contributions from a lot of players. You're seeing a red-hot quarterback. I mean, all those elements lead to wins, and they're starting to stack those W's right now.
Can this team continue to play with that efficiency, I guess is the best word?
I think so. I mean, they look well like a well-coached team, Dave. And so they're going to need all of those elements this week because this is a different team than Arizona. They're not the same defense that Arizona is, but they're a better offense. And so the defense is going to get tested in a way that not many teams can test you because of the star player power. The arm of the quarterback, Stafford, is having an excellent season. He's the least sacked quarterback in this league, Dave. So right now, they're really playing pretty good football. The thing that sets Detroit back is they do some things that are just dumb sometimes. They beat themselves generally when they get beat.
So is this then, if we talk about Bill Davis's defense, 21 points or less in 8 consecutive games, pretty remarkable. Is this the litmus test? This
yes.
very game?
Yeah, this is it. Okay. You know, exactly right, because Arizona could test you, but they were without Andre Ellington. The quarterback isn't the same guy. He threw a couple up for grabs. This is the litmus test for this defense. Because this is a top five offense in the league, and they can really strike from anywhere on the field. They have big playability with Reggie and with Calvin, and you just never know where they're going to strike, how they're going to strike. And they protect their quarterback very well. So it's a different offense, but to your question, this is the best offense they've seen since Denver.
So if you're Bill Davis, what are you doing? You've got Calvin Johnson going down the field. You've got Reggie Bush leaking out of the backfield. There are weapons in the red zone, big targets. I mean, if you're Bill, you kind of want to find out just how far along your defense is, right?
Well, I mean, I think they'll have a solid game plan. You know, they'll double Calvin. And even that doesn't ensure that you're going to shut him down or slow him down. I mean, Stafford still will throw it to him. But really, I think it's their front has got to win this game. I mean, the development of Cedric Thornton, of Fletcher Cox, what we've seen from these young players, the continued good play from Trent Cole, you need to see a really good defensive front play. That front four, they've been rotating him, Dave. They have no problem playing their backup defensive line. They've got to keep them fresh, and they've got to play at an elite level on Sunday.
On the other side of the ball, Chip Kelly is confirmed that Nick Foles will be the quarterback here for the next 1,000 years. So No more quarterback of the future questions. What did Nick show you against the Cardinals?
Well, what he showed was that he, pre-snap, Dave, he's really getting good. I mean, he really can decipher what a defense is trying to do, where he thinks they're going to be, and then really getting him into the right play. And once the play is established, where to go with the ball. He knows where to go with the ball. And so the only thing I'd say about Nick is I think sometimes there's a fine line between all these quarterbacks of when it's not there, just being able to either get down or throw the ball away and trying to do too much. I mean, a couple of laterals late in the play to Shady last week, or even, you know, the interception that he threw that got called back to Patrick Peterson, just trying to do too much. Is the only thing that he's guilty of at this point.
Brian, a team that has, you know, for the most part this year, been competitive and at times has been dominant for three quarters. Fourth quarter has not gone exactly the way the Eagles have planned it to go. So what has happened there, and what do you do to get better?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they had great success at Green Bay, just running out the last 9.5 minutes. And that's a coach's dream. That's an offensive lineman's dream, to not give the ball back to the other side. And so there's a fine line between doing that and working the clock and executing and staying on the field. You know, you got to give the Arizona Cardinals a lot of credit. They've got some great playmakers over there last week. They said, you're not going to run the ball against us in this situation. So they took it away, and Eagles kind of forced it a little bit. They did take their shots. You know, you got a couple questionable non-calls out there. I thought, Riley Cooper dropped a pass on the sideline that he's capable of making. So it's really a question of continuing to make plays. I don't think there's anything in the play calling. I think Chip is trying to find that balance, Dave, because when they do go tempo, they do kind of get you out of position, and they do kind of get some advantages when they do that. They did last week against Arizona. And then, all right, we're going to take our 40 seconds. And you know what? The defense is going to be allowed to line up, know what you're doing, see what they can do to take things the way that you want to do. And so there's a balance there.
Yeah, you were in the radio booth for Compass Radio. I know that the Fox guys were screaming about the tempo. What was your opinion on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals?
I could see what they were doing. I didn't disagree with it. You know, there's a balance. You're up 24-14. Are you shutting it down too early? Are you taking the air out of the ball too quickly? We've seen Shady McCoy have some big days at that part of the field where no matter – even if you try to load up the box to stop him, he still beats you. And so, look, they made the plays at the end of the game to win the game, and that's really what it comes down to. A lot of these games are close games. You know, 80% of the games are within a touchdown in this league. And so you're not going to be able to just keep your foot on the throat of these teams and just run it out. Sometimes their defense has to go on the field and win the game for you.
Good one. Brian, great game on Sunday. I know you'll be in town, Compass Radio once again. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, one of the hosts of our game plan show here on 6ABC. We thank you for joining us in studio.
Thanks, Dave.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most high sports. Xfinity.
A life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Is the telephone number to get in, get your predictions in. Last day of the week for the show. We are live all day Sunday starting at 11 o'clock with our run of Eagles Television Network shows. And then, of course, we've got the kickoff show beginning at 12:30. Full coverage of the Eagles, Lions, and the postgame show presented by Rico. Adam Kaplan, Jeremiah Trotter in studio with me. And we'll be talking Eagles, Lions. Now, you want to get your fantasy football lineup in before tonight's Jaguars-Texans game? Let's do it. With our fantasy guru, Joe Dolan, our fantasy spin.
Welcome inside the fantasy spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, for most people, the playoffs have arrived here in fantasy football. And the Eagles have a guy who's making a little bit of noise. We want to talk early about tight end Zach Ertz. Two touchdowns last week against the Arizona Cardinals. Was that more of a function of playing a Cardinals defense that is susceptible to tight ends? Or is it Ertz emerging as a factor here in the playoffs?
Well, I think one thing that it was is certainly the Arizona Cardinals have been atrocious against the tight ends. In a PPR league, they've given up six more points than the next worst defense against tight ends this year. So they have been absolutely terrible. But I think Zach Ertz is somebody, if you've been struggling at the tight end position, especially if you had Jordan Reed, if you got burned by Jordan Reed this past week with his late concussion symptoms, I think he's somebody to pick up and stash on your bench and see if Zach Ertz does it again, because I wouldn't be shocked if he makes a contribution down the stretch to your team. We always discuss how it takes tight ends just a little bit more time to get ingrained in the offense, to kind of learn the offense. It's much like learning the wide receiver position. It's not something that a lot of players can come in and just do right away. And I think that's kind of what Zach Ertz has been doing. But I do want to point out that he's playing the same kind of number of snaps every week, about half the Eagles' snaps. And I still want to make sure that this wasn't just a function of the great matchup against the Cardinals before I run out there and just start Zach Ertz every week.
Yeah, the expectation, I think, is that the wide receivers are the ones who the Eagles are going to target against the Lions secondary that is pretty weak.
Certainly.
On the outside. Sticking at tight end, though, there is a guy who you think is playing the Cardinals this week, and that makes him a viable option.
Well, Jared Cook's been a really frustrating fantasy player. He's been somebody that people were drafting in like the 7th, 8th round. If you remember, he had a really big week one game,
right,
and then disappeared for a while. But I think he's somebody that if you want to take a gamble on his talent, he has scored in two of his last four games, and he's got a matchup with the Cardinals this week. And as I said, they are giving up six more fantasy points per game in a PPR, more than the next worst defense. If you are ever going to gamble on Jared Cook in a must-win week like Week 14 is, this is the week to do it. The matchup is huge. The Eagles went right after Jeremiah Bell and the linebackers last week, and I would see no reason why the St. Louis Rams wouldn't do the same.
If you are in the playoffs now, you've got your studs. Those are the guys who have carried you there. But in case you need a few waiver pickups, maybe for a flex position, who are some of the guys who have favorable schedules? I know a tight end you like, Ladarius Green, as well.
Well, Ladarius Green, I'm not going to say so much that his schedule is favorable. I just think his role is kind of favorable. Antonio Gates, he's been more productive than Ladarius Green has been more productive than Gates, rather, the last couple weeks. And last week, Ladarius Green, with Eddie Royal injured, Vincent Brown really not doing a whole lot, and Antonio Gates battling some injuries, Ladarius Green played almost every offensive snap for the San Diego Chargers. And I think he's somebody who, as soon as next year, could take over for Antonio Gates. And I think right now they might be looking to get him involved down the stretch, much like the Saints did with Jimmy Graham a few years ago when he was a youngster, when he was a rookie. I think Ladarius Green in his second year, this could be the time for him to break out. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's a starting caliber fantasy tight end down the stretch.
Who are some other guys who have some easy schedules?
Well, I think Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs is intriguing. Not only is his schedule pretty appealing, but the fact is their defense really hasn't been all that good. Their pass rush has struggled. Justin Houston has been a guy who has been injured. Tom Bahali is battling injuries as well. And the Chiefs have had to throw more as a result. And I have to say, Alex Smith played pretty well against the Broncos last week. I don't think he was the reason they lost that game. And if you need a guy like Alex Smith, Joe Flacco is another guy with a favorable playoff schedule. If you've been rolling with Andrew Luck and you're really concerned about his playoff scenario, I think that's somebody, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, two guys you can consider.
Finally, as the real-life playoffs come closer to happening, one of the yearly things that we encounter in fantasy football is your studs all of a sudden being benched by teams who have clinched. And I think if you have a guy like Marshawn Lynch, that's a possible scenario. Who are the other teams that you would look at there?
Well, obviously the Seahawks, they can clinch the number one seed in the NFC as early as week 15. Now, wow. I don't have any indications of what Pete Carroll is going to do. Obviously, Pete Carroll's a competitor. I think he might want to get his team out there at least in week 16. But you should have a contingency plan with the Seahawks, maybe pick up Robert Turbin or Kristen Michael to kind of play behind Marshawn Lynch. But you have to look at the Denver Broncos as well. They have a very favorable schedule down the stretch. And although the Patriots hold the tiebreaker on them, the Broncos do have a game in hand on them with the 10-2 record. If the Broncos win each of their games on the way out, they have the number one seed in the AFC. And I think if the Patriots lose one more game, we might certainly see the Broncos decide that Peyton Manning is worth sitting down, or Demaryius Thomas, or some of these other guys who have struggled with injuries. But one more team who's not in the mix for really the number one seed, the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck has been under constant siege these last few weeks. Their offensive line is terrible. The receivers have not been separating in man coverage, and they cannot run the football. I would not be shocked if the Colts lock up either that number three or that number four seed in the next few weeks. If Chuck Pagano says enough is enough, we are going to sit down Andrew Luck and make sure he does not get hurt. So if you have anybody on the Indianapolis Colts, I would watch and make sure that Chuck Pagano isn't going to bench those guys before I roll with them in my fantasy playoffs.
That is the kind of long-term foresight you get from Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM87.
Thank you, fellas. Now we get back to reality. Let's take a look at the practice field. The Eagles working on this Thursday, getting ready for Detroit. A little fun with the boys. Yeah, Nick Foles comes down with the rebound. Let's take a phone call or two. 215-339-6709. And Ray in Kentucky starts us off. Hi, Ray. Ray. I don't know where Ray is. He's gone. Ray, you're supposed to talk when I say hello. 215-339-6709, the telephone number. Nick Foles, a little ball tricks on a warm Thursday here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And Nick Foles will meet the media after practice at roughly 150, so tune in then. What does he do against that? Look at those big mitts just grabbing the football like it's a basketball, like it's a little tennis ball. Cold weather game. He's got the big hands. Doesn't seem to be any concern about that, but the weather forecast for Sunday, although it's 60s today, going to dip down into the 30s, chance of precipitation, and could be a little nasty. As we see in the background there, Earl Wolf not in uniform and not with a helmet on either, so not getting any sort of work in today. Looks like he will be very much of a question mark to play on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. But Nick Foles against Detroit's pressure, that is going to be a big story and something that Chip Kelly, among many things, spoke about this morning. And we can go to that right now. Let's take a listen to what Chip Kelly, Eagles head coach, had to say this morning, his last media briefing before Eagles Detroit.
I've seen them grow as a group, and I think it happens with any team. You know, we weren't together to start with, you know, so them getting to learn Coach Stoutland and, you know, what he's teaching and what he brings to the table. And then, you know, the biggest consistency is that they've all been healthy, so we had an opportunity to all play together. And they've, you know, you're starting to see similar looks when people play in, how they're trying to defend you, and you know, it's been a huge plus for us. I think one of the reasons we've been successful offensively is that all those guys have been successful. But I just seen them over time; they've grown, as a group together, and that's a positive for us. So.
Why did Celek and Cooper low-five each other in that crossing round?
They like each other. Our concern, the reputation I know about those guys is that they're outstanding football players and they play extremely hard, and you better buckle it up and get ready every play against those guys. So every team's different and every game's different, and that's why we approach every game like it's the season. So how the Redskins responded to us was maybe different than how the Cardinals responded to us. So it doesn't, there's not a lot of carryover because you got two entirely different entities and people making decisions that aren't the same. So, you know, the Cardinals staff isn't going, hey, this is what the Redskins do, let's do what they do. You know, they're going to do what their answer is, and that's what you find out during the game, what their answer is. So our job, very simply, is to move the ball and score points. So we never, I mean, I don't really care what it looks like, you know, and the offense we run here is not Oregon's offense. It's the Philadelphia Eagles offense that was put together by a group of really smart guys on the offensive side of the ball, and everybody contributed to it. So there's some things we did at Oregon. There's some things that Jeff Stoutland did at Alabama. There's some things that Bobby Bicknell did with the Buffalo Bills. There's some things that Billy Lazor brought when he was in the NFL and when he was at Virginia. There's things Pat brought from Cleveland. So it's, you know, it's all of us putting it together. So it depends on your production as a player. That, you know, and sometimes obviously there's things that height has to do with it. But you know, there's not many guys that run like Deshaun or can catch the ball like Deshaun. So I think he doesn't have what he lacks in height. He makes up in all the other categories. So.
All right, that is Chip Kelly. Now we're taking a look out on the practice field as we take some phone calls. 215-339-6709. Mo in Colorado joins us. Hi, Mo.
How you doing, Dave?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot for having me, man. Appreciate it.
What's on your mind, sir? You want to give us a prediction for Sunday?
I'm hoping my prediction goes 34-16. Eagles baby all day. I'm hoping, man. I've been really, really excited about what the Eagles been doing lately. And I'm very, very, very optimistic about Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Thank God for him.
Playing pretty good football, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, man. They've been doing an awesome job. And I think it's really, really coming down to our coaching staff. They've been doing a heck of a job. You know, Chip is doing a great job.
I agree. Hey, thanks for the call. I mean, we all, you know, keep this thing going here. We're not looking ahead. How about that? We're just going to keep it focused on one game at a time. Hey, by the way, we are very close to 2,000 followers on @EaglesShows on Twitter. So when we get to 2,000, we will select randomly one of our great followers and send you out a piece of merchandise that's autographed by the Philadelphia Eagles. So keep following. And if you haven't done it, give us a follow right now. Keep you up to date on everything that we are broadcasting on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our digital channels. Take another phone call here. Let's go down to Florida and talk to Josh. Josh, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm just a big Eagles fan.
Thank you.
I used to live in Bottling, New Jersey. It's about 40 minutes from Philly.
Okay.
Moved to Orlando, and I love the Eagles over here. They have even a lot of Eagle fans over here.
I know
and
that.
I have a question based on Cowboys. Who do you think has the easier schedule, Dunsett, and who do you think is going to overall come ahead?
Well, I'm going to go with the Eagles to just beat the Detroit Lions, and then we'll take it from there. But as far as easiest schedule, it's hard to say. Is Aaron Rodgers playing? And we take a look at our Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. The Eagles' schedule, look, I mean, I don't see any reason if the Eagles play their best football, win them all. I'm looking to win them all, baby. What can I tell you? The Cowboys, what matters is, does Aaron Rodgers play in 2 weeks? What do the Bears have on Monday night? So it's really very difficult to answer that question. But I think, look, my concern is the Eagles just taking care of their business.
Yes, definitely. We have Foles, and Foles is an excellent quarterback. I look at Foles almost being like a Peyton Manning. I mean, I can't describe him any better. I mean, He's amazing. He's doing such an outstanding job, 19 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And he's about to break the record. And he is going to break the record against Detroit, man.
Okay. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
I'd say Eagles 28 and Detroit 17.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. Josh, thanks so much. And I love the optimism. Comparing, basically, Nick Foles to Peyton Manning? Well, you see out there, it's pretty warm. A lot of short sleeves. Eagles players getting ready for Sunday. It's getting cold, though, after today. And we've got you ready with a big holiday sale in our pro shop at Lincoln Financial Field, at the outlets in Lancaster and in New Jersey. And, of course, a full line of Eagles merchandise right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Order now. Get your Eagles gear and your outerwear in time for cold weather, in time for the holidays. Yeah, looks really, really nice. Nick Foles meets the media at about 1:50, so tune in for that. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Stay tuned. The rest of the day, we got the very latest for you, and we've got a very funny cartoon coming your way. Julian Vandervelde, I'll give you a little tip, singing one of the popular songs that's just invaded this world. It is hilarious. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Make sure you're with us the rest of the day, though. We'll bring you the very latest on the Philadelphia Eagles as we count down the minutes to Sunday and the Detroit Lions. Everyone, thanks for joining us on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.